KXSW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. Another two-hour delay for Marlboro Township Public Schools due to another bomb threat, according to school officials and Mayor Jonathan Hornick. Hornick says the threat is similar to Thursday's bomb threat and was made via email. Law enforcement officials are currently searching the targeted schools. On Thursday, threats were sent via email to the school district as well as to Trenton. That email claimed there were explosives at Marlboro Middle School, the Board of Education building, and two Trenton locations, but nothing was found. Also today, the Trenton School District received a similar threat. The central office, though, has been swept and cleared and is open for reentry. The FDA has linked a salmonella outbreak to basil that was sold at Trader Joe's.
At least one person in New Jersey is sick with salmonella poisoning amid a recall impacting Trader Joe's stores in 29 states. According to the FDA, anyone who bought Infinite Herb brand organic basil from a Trader Joe's in New Jersey should throw it away immediately. The basil, sold in 2.5-ounce clamshell packaging, has been removed from shelves. Investigators are working to find the source of the contamination. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Iran has fired air defenses at a major air base and a nuclear site near the central city of Isfahan after spotting drones. The incident early Friday morning had many suspecting it was an Israeli attack in retaliation for Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. U.S. news outlets citing anonymous U.S. and Israeli officials say Israel carried out the attack. Optimism among small businesses is at its lowest level since 2012, this according to a monthly index from the National Federation of Independent Business. New Jersey State Director Eileen Kane says a major problem for owners right now is inflation.
It is hitting the store owner up front. Their inflation costs are hitting all-time highs. And at the same time, you reach a peak as to how much you can pass on to the consumer.
Also this month, New Jersey came in 46th place among the states for economic outlook in the Rich States, Poor States report from the American Legislative Exchange Council. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customize it for your neighborhood, and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.